Democratic Party leaders in Washington and Illinois now seem resigned to this fact. Senator Roland Burris is not going to resign. Illinois' senior senator and Senate Majority Whip Dick Durbin had urged his colleague to step down, but now says that he's willing to work with Burris. Burris remains under investigation for possible perjury and ethics violations, both related to his controversial appointment by impeached former Governor Rod Blagojevich. NPR's David Shaper reports that Burris appears to have weathered the storm for now.
Tell me when you're ready, press.
Nearly every day in Chicago over the last week or so, there's been an event like this.
I'm Pastor Anthony Williams. I'm pastor of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Robbins, Illinois.
Groups of African-American ministers, community leaders, lawyers, or politicians in Chicago holding news conferences and rallies to pronounce their support for embattled Senator Roland Burris and to ask that the calls for Burris to resign stop.
We have wasted precious time arguing over whether Burris should go or stay.
Again, Pastor Anthony Williams.
People are hurting out here. So we've gone beyond Roland Burris. Right now, the most important thing right now is to make sure that that stimulus package is properly dispersed in our community.
Burris has been under pressure to resign since changing his story a few weeks ago about the circumstances surrounding his appointment to the Senate, admitting belatedly that he had several more contacts with Blagojevich's inner circle than he initially said, and that he tried raising money for Blagojevich while expressing his interest in the seat. These ministers say they're not condemning nor condoning what Burris may have done. They say it's just time to move on. The defense of Burris from the Chicago City Council's Black Caucus is even stronger.
We want to say collectively together, we want this cutting and bleeding to stop.
Alderman Kerry Austin chairs the Black Caucus.
To just muck up somebody's 30-plus years record, loyalty to the Democratic Party, and now for all of them to turn on him, we say it's time for this to stop. And if it does not, we shall remember this at the next election.
Illinois Governor Pat Quinn, one of the more vocal officials calling for Burris to resign, but who also may want to run for a full term as governor next year, appears to have received the message.
He made it pretty clear that he's not going to resign. You can't have a special election unless he resigns, and so I don't think we should dwell on that issue.
Quinn denies his own political fortunes were a factor in his decision to back off of Burris. But Chicago Tribune political columnist Clarence Page says racial interests appear to be outweighing ethical concerns.
I had hoped that maybe we'd seen an elevation of ethical standards now to a point where politicians would not rally to Roland Burris' side solely because they wanted to have somebody filling a black seat in the Senate. Unfortunately, we have not progressed that far yet.
At Alice's Soul Food restaurant on Chicago's west side, customers seem fed up with the ongoing Burris saga.
I just feel like, hey, focus on something else.
Daryl Smith, recently laid off from his job at DHL, says Burris may have been deceptive, but that's politics, and most politicians are deceptive. He wants Burris and his critics to fix the economy.
We need help. People need jobs, people need money, and you can't even afford to live basically day by day.
Smith and others add that with Burris apparently in the job to stay, they expect him to now deliver. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.